Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff and Jen Show.
The holidays are the number one season for engagements. So congratulations to all the newly engaged, not-so-cool kids listening to the Jeff and Jen Show right now. And listen up, because there's a new rule for you to follow from Kelly Cheese.
Well, Kelly's math, if they're engaged, it's already too late. They're doomed.
Well, this is something everyone should do before they get engaged, and that's going to couples therapy.
Okay,
you have to do that.
Why do you feel that way, and where does this come from?
Everyone should do this because everyone has their issues. Everyone. I don't know how you grew up or what your family was like, but I know what mine was like. And everyone has something. And at some point, it's going to get uncovered, right? And that could be something they've gone through or you've gone through. You want to uncover those things before you get married, because these could be very defining moments of this person's life that they've maybe never acknowledged or they're obsessed with. You don't know because they push it down and push it down. And that comes out in therapy. You can 100% find out if you are compatible with someone, and it's not you trying to do it on your own. You have a therapist who is a professional telling you this is what you would have to do with this person to make it work, and vice versa.
But isn't
what is wrong with that?
Isn't that what dating is? Like, isn't dating the process of uncovering the baggage and finding out if you're compatible with a person?
Are you joking?
No.
Dating is all about putting on your best fit, put your best face forward, right? Like, show everybody the good side of you. And then 8-9 months into dating, you slowly start to see these little characteristics coming out where you're like, wow, this person was a little selfish in this situation and I don't like that. Or maybe they don't tip a waitress and that really throws you off there. But you don't notice those things until you're kind of already in it a little bit.
And you contend on the timeline, it has to be before you get engaged.
100%.
Because then once you're engaged, you're going to get married.
You've made that commitment.
You've already made the commitment. So you're saying couples therapy before engagement. 404-263-0941 if you want to chime in on this debate.
I couldn't disagree more.
Really?
Yes.
I think it sounds so healthy to uncover all that
100%.
Stuff.
100%. And why not have a third person there to tell you, hey, look, Jeff, this is what you're struggling with, and these are ways Callie can help you. Or maybe she can't. So when these struggles come up, she's got to know where she can stand up for you and where she maybe needs to stand down. And same for you with Callie. You two can't figure that type of stuff out on your own.
I would contend that if you need to go to therapy before you get engaged, you should probably end the relationship.
But she's so mean. You can't say that.
But she's saying therapy as a tool, not as a highlight of your problems.
Right.
So you feel like if you go to therapy, that means you have issues?
Yes. Like, if you're rolling into therapy, like, I was not a fan of therapy for a long time. And Jen, you're one of the people who convinced me to do it. And now I'm a huge fan of therapy. But if I thought before I was going to propose to my now wife, Callie, if I thought, hey, you know what? We should go to therapy together. Like, that's no. No.
Not because I'm doubting the relationship. It's because I want to make sure if I'm committing to someone forever, I've got every tool on my belt to make it successful. And I don't mind asking someone to help me to do that.
That's what dating is.
Hey, Sarah, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Hey, so first of all, as one of your not-so-cool kids, I love you guys, and you make my morning every day.
Thank you.
But I totally agree with Kelly.
Oh, yes.
My husband and I did premarital counseling. That's what they called it, and it was through our church. And it was probably one of the most instrumental things that allowed us to see this.
We're talking about two totally different things. Premarital counseling, I have no problem with. Pre-engagement therapy, I have an issue with. Premarital counseling helps you get on the same page with how you're going to live your life together as a unit once you've already decided to do that.
Doing it beforehand
Well, that just seems like semantics.
Right. Thank you.
Like, doing it before you get engaged just seems like you're even more well prepared to become a married couple and a partner for life.
No, it doesn't.
No matter what.
Doing it before you get engaged means, hey, I'm not really sure if we're going to be able to make this life work together. If you do it after you're engaged, you're like, I'm committed to you and I'm willing to do what it takes. So let's go find out what we got to work on together.
Sarah, what do you think?
I totally get your point. You are right. There is a distinct difference. On the other hand, though, if you have a spouse who isn't as comfortable with therapy, if you do, or fiance, if you have therapy before you get married, it might actually help therapy be used again as an avenue to help get through difficult times once you are married.
In my world, we're talking two completely different languages now, because there's a big difference between going to somebody who's already your fiance saying, let's go to premarital counseling and figure out how to tackle this life together, and somebody before you get engaged going, hey, I'm not sure that you and I are going to be compatible or whatever, so let's go see if we can work out some
issues. It's not asking whether or not you're on a totally different page too then, because my thing is, and I don't know that Captain Crunch and I are compatible, it's that I want to make sure before I commit my life to someone forever that I've got whatever issues inside of me with fear of commitment or divorce or kids or marriage forever, whatever it is, are fully out there, so that way when he proposes I can say yes with 110% confidence, like no doubt in my mind. And when he's asking me, he knows that there's no way that he would change his mind ever. Why not have that tool on my belt before he asks me that?
All right, we want to hear from the family. 404-263-0941. Team Kelly, you've got to get couples therapy before you get engaged. Or Team Jeff, that is a sign of a huge problem in your relationship already. What side are you on? 404-263-0941. Talk to you next.
In case you haven't heard it today, you look nice. And no one can notice the coffee spill on your pants. We'll cover you. The Jeff and Jen Show.
On Star 94.1.
The debate is raging in studio. Kelly Cheese, you maintain this.
You have to go to couples therapy before you get engaged.
And I maintain that couples therapy before you get engaged is a huge red flag. You shouldn't be entering into an engagement if you need therapy before that anyway.
Kara in Johns Creek, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. What do you say?
Hey, guys. So one of your not-so-cool kids here. I have to agree with Kelly on this one, because after going to pre-marriage counseling, preparing for a wedding, we're now postponing the wedding due to some issues that I'm sure would have arose in pre-marriage counseling, I guess.
So you think you should do it before getting engaged, because now you're engaged, and now your whole family knows you're getting married, and now your whole family also knows that you're postponing your wedding.
Yeah, we're actually still in the process of letting everyone know that we're having to postpone. The immediate family knows, but the majority of our guests do not. Ugh. So we're trying to go through that currently.
That's a really fun way to start 2019.
Right.
I'm sorry about that, Kara.
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, everything's still good, but I'm going to go with Kelly on this one just because it doesn't mean we're not compatible. It's just that some things could have been taken care of prior to ever getting engaged.
Perfect. See, you make this commitment to someone before you find out, and then when you do, you think, okay, let's work through this to make sure, one, we can. It's not that you didn't think you were compatible with this person beforehand, but hey, before we say yes to forever, and then before we say I do, let's make sure we can do this. Like, why not do it?
Or you could take the other side of that and say, look, if there's that many red flags, maybe you guys shouldn't be together anyways. Maybe there's somebody more compatible for both of you out there.
Catherine in Marietta. Talk right to Jeff.
I agree with you, Jeff.
Thank you for being so smart.
I have been married to my husband for 8 years. While we've had ups and downs, the key to any relationship is communication with each other. It doesn't need to be mediated by someone else.
Oh, all right. Okay. Brandy in Jefferson. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Hey, Brandy.
Hey. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm one of the, excuse me, not the cool kids. I actually completely agree with Jeff. I think that Kelly is great, but everything that she's expressed says that maybe she needs to do personal therapy and get over her insecurities with whatever relationships and divorce, and then, you know, she could have some assistance dealing with that with Captain Crunch, not going straight into, like, couples therapy.
Mm-hmm. See, here's the thing that I got to throw into the mix is that so many couples live together now before marriage, right? And so, like, I feel like it. You even have to do it before living together.
Oh, my gosh.
Because then you're all wrapped up in each other's finances. You're committed to each other in a whole different way. You're going to ride out some of those things that maybe in dating you would have said, nah, maybe we take a break. Maybe we part ways, whatever. But you're going to ride it out because you're living together. And isn't that, I mean, that's what everybody does now. Like, that's a much more common thing. Is move in together, try it out.
Perfect. Okay.
And then get engaged and then get married.
Well, then I think I've got the perfect answer, Kelly. And we didn't even have to go to therapy together to solve this. You and I have worked together. How about this? Therapy as a first date.
No.
So the very first date is you go to a therapist and you start working out all the issues that you have in your past and find out if you'll be compatible before you move in together and all that stuff.
Terrible idea.
Coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Seriously, we got to try that. We got to have an experiment. Somebody willing to go on a first date to couples therapy. That is so genius.
But do we tell the therapist or not? So the people just pop in there and they're like, well, how long have you guys been together? And like, 45 minutes now.
I love that. That is a genius idea. We got to get on it. If you're a therapist, you better call us right now. 404-263-0941.
There's Jeff.
I didn't pee myself, and I don't smell moldy.
And then there's Jeff.
My husband had to travel, and my kids were really upset about it, so I kept just telling him that he would be back tomorrow. But he was gone for 3 days.
Together, the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Genius idea that we just stumbled upon. The debate has been raging, if you're just jumping into the Jeff and Jen Show this morning, between Kelly Cheese and Jeff Dollar, because Kelly contends you have got to get couples therapy before you get engaged. And Jeff says, heck no, that means that there's already problems in your relationship.
Jen wanted to back it up even further and said, well, technically, you should get couples therapy before you move in together because so many people move in together before they get
engaged. Isn't that engaged. Like 90% of couples now just like move in together before they get engaged or married?
Didn't Janine tell us that right before the holidays?
It's a rule for her, yes.
She's not going to get engaged to somebody she hasn't lived with for at least 1 year.
So here's the brilliant idea. Couples therapy on a first date.
But what we need is a therapist.
Willing to take some couples. Because this could be really fascinating.
I think the rough idea is I think we send three couples on a first date to couples therapy, right? And then the therapist makes the assessment on who should go on a second date, who should forget about it, and who's 50-50.
Come on, if it's new year, new you. You want to expand your horizons? You could do this. You could be a part of it.
So we need a therapist who has, like, couples experience, family experience, relationship experience. Oh, God.
What? What'd you just think of?
I think we send a few couples who are on their first dates, and then we send Kelly and Crunch, and then the therapist
doesn't
says,
know
who's going to make it.
That's so good. That's so good.
She's all like, well, I don't know, the tall girl at the end, and that guy, they ain't going to make it to a second date.
All right, if you are a therapist, our number's 404-263-0941, or if you're in a place where you can't pick up the phone and call us, then you can message us on Instagram later. If you're a therapist and be interested in doing this couples therapy on a first date idea, genius.
Brilliant.
I love it. I already love 2019.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.